Welcome to episode number 2, Turning 30, Talking Dirty. This is your host, Dewey.
Co-host, Corey.
Choop, choop. Let's have some drinks. Talk about dumb shit.
Oh, yeah. Here we are. Short break. We're back. We're ready to rock out another episode. We got some fresh shit to talk about. Did you do that?
Yep.
All right. It's been a few weeks, but
yeah, I mean, we're still on track to release an episode a month. I think that's pretty good. Hey, starting out.
That's not bad. Starting
take
out.
That.
We don't have the best. I mean, we. First episode came out, we got about 240 views. And that's not bad. We'll take it. But we want double that. And we want some more comments. We didn't have nothing. We had one comment. And it was a family member. It was a bunch of bullshit. Two thumbs down.
Yeah.
Fuck. Hey,
whoever done it, tell us. Come on.
Yeah.
We can write your comments. Say, y'all suck. I mean, I can live with that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we do kind of suck. I don't give a shit.
We're not necessarily good. We can't. We got feedback. First episode was too long. You guys talked about homosexuality too much. You made fun of handicapped people. First of all, it's a joke. These are jokes. We aren't here to actually make fun of these people. We're having fun. Don't lie. You fucking laughed. I laughed. I know that. I'm just having fun. That's all I'm trying to do.
Oh, yeah. Girls just want to have fun.
So like this thing. Comment on there. Let's get some comments going.
If there's shit you want to hear us talk about, especially, put that on there.
Yeah.
It's hard coming up with shit to talk about.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Yeah. We did say we'd talk about careers on this episode. Not doing it. We're skipping that. That'll be episode 3-4 or something like that.
Yeah, obviously we don't have careers. We're talking into microphones.
Well, past careers, bruh.
Bruh.
Rooster, settle down.
Ugh.
Jiminy crickets. But this episode, we just got some current events that we've been through the last couple weeks. I'll tell you what, things have gotten mighty weird between Dewey and I. Oh, huh? Oh yeah, you know.
Huh?
You know. We met a few new friends.
Course,
we got
these lies.
We got the Kentucky Minute this episode.
Oh Lord,
it's gonna be good. I don't even. Where do you want to start? You got something to start with?
I don't know. Hey, also in the comments, if you think you got some good stories or some interesting input you could add to this episode, and you want to be a guest, comment and let us know. Maybe you'll be a guest on the show. We need a guest coming up next episode.
We do have some products to possibly give away too. From our sponsor, we just signed a deal with. You know.
Who's that?
I mean, I just got a flannel from them.
Did you get a pull start for a dishwasher?
No.
You never seen a pull start for a dishwasher?
Uh-uh. Let's see it.
It's anal beads.
Oh. Yeah, so. Oh, yeah. Oh, geez. No. Anyways.
Anywho.
Anyways. So we're back. We're ready to roll. Current event. We got some current events that are going on right now. There's been 11 deaths because of the coronavirus. And my kids are playing coronavirus tag at school. That's kind of fucked up.
That's beautiful.
It made me feel pretty confident that everyone's going to get it, including all the kids at school.
Yeah, fuck it.
Yeah, we're all going to die.
11 people dead. You must be talking U.S. total.
Yes.
Okay.
U.S. total. North Korea's going crazy over there.
Yeah.
South Korea, I don't know, whatever the fuck.
I mean, fuck it.
Fuck it. Bring it on.
I mean, you're going to get a cough and pee out of your butt a little bit, but I think that's about it.
I seen a pretty funny meme. It was a cat, like, face all scrunched up, and it said, me trying not to cough in public so everyone doesn't think I have the coronavirus.
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah, I can agree with that.
Oh, Lord.
Speaking of kids, my youngest daughter, she's 4, we went to the dentist today. Mm-hmm. And she's a super hellion. Like, she's like the worst of my three kids. Always an asshole. But she was getting her teeth polished. And she didn't like the taste. And I could see she didn't like the taste. So she's just like making these faces like, this fucking sucks. And I'm fucking loving it. And the hygienist looks at me and she goes, something funny? And she goes, I said, yeah. This is my hellion daughter. And it is amazing to see her in this amount of awkwardness. Oh my God, it felt good. Oh, Lord. What do you got, Dewey? What did you do this weekend?
I feel like I'm a dud right now.
Jesus Christ.
My brain don't work. I mean, what did I do?
You drank.
I drank a little bit.
Which night? All of them?
Yep. Yep, I did. I drank, yep.
Where'd you go drinking?
God bless it. Where didn't I go drinking, it feels like? Kind of went all over.
Rochester?
Rochester, Plainview, Millville, Zumbro Falls.
Holy shit. You were on a tour.
Sometimes you got to take a tour.
Were you out promoting?
Yeah, homosexuality.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we got to talk about that quick. So Three Dicks Gay came up the last episode. And a lot of guys at work that I was talking to are like, I mean, what level of Three Dicks Gay are we talking? Does, like, family count? Or is that experimenting? Or, like, what if you go back to the same dick a second or third time?
I can't break down these rules because one dick is gay, so.
Well.
I don't give a fuck if you fuck the same dick one time, 10 times, you 10 times gay.
What if you put your index finger 2 knuckles deep in your friend's asshole?
Well, that would be borderline experimentation. Let's explain the story.
For which one? For who?
For you, because you asked for it.
I didn't ask for it at all.
Okay, now I gotta explain. So we went to the North Star, and it was 2 in the morning.
When we got there.
Yeah, and so I shouldn't have even been in a fucking bar, because I was already fucking hammered drunk.
Yep.
And we're there. I'm sitting on a chair minding my business. Corey fucking pulls his asshole out to moon me or whatever. And like.
No. What? Keep telling your side. I'll tell mine.
When they stood at the bar, his ass hanging out.
All right. Keep going.
So I came up behind him. I was gonna give him a little goose. Well, I was drunk. My depth perception ain't so good. So, yeah. I went to poke him in the butt. And I definitely went at least 2 knuckles deep. But the weirdest part about it is, someone poked my asshole, my butt cheeks would clench. Them things were wide open, baby. Didn't even pucker.
I wasn't expecting it. And I'm not going to lie, I wanted you to feel that. So you don't ever do it again.
Coming from the guy who already stuck his finger up my ass once.
Yep, so I'll tell that story.
People
really
are going to think this is a homosexual podcast.
So we had my cousin's 30th birthday a few weeks back, and my other cousin's boyfriend was there, and he's like, let me hear about the podcast. I go, it's just gay. You don't want to listen to it. So like 3 days later, he hits Dewey up on Facebook, and he says, I hear this podcast is strictly homosexual.
Yeah, and I have no clue who this guy is. So I'm like, who the fuck is this asshole? I was like, we talked about gay shit, but we ain't gay shit. I mean, maybe questionable a little bit.
All right, yeah.
But I was like, fuck this motherfucker. Delete.
Delete. So he texts me. He goes, who the fuck is this guy? And I'm like, oh, that's my cousin's boyfriend. And then, then there's a video and all this other shit.
That's my cousin Day-Day.
Oh, but anyways. So what happened at the bar at 2:15 in the morning? Dewey pulled down his pants, stuck his butt in my wife's face. And she goes, damn, that's a hairy ass.
I did that?
Yeah.
I don't recall.
So you go, I bet Corey's got a hairy ass too. So I dropped my drawers and I went up to get a drink. And as I was walking up there with my ass out, you came up behind me and gave me the old pointer 2 knuckle deep.
My bad.
So what happened after that is there might be some assault charges later on. Dewey's.
Oh my god. And then I'm like, I probably got poop on my hand. So I go to walk to the bathroom. There's two dudes in wheelchairs. I walk up behind the one guy. Hey, buddy.
Oh, no. Yes, that happened.
Maybe we should edit that out.
I don't know. That was pretty good.
And then your fucking cousin went to give me a high five. So I'm like, high five. Okay, we're leaving. He's, wait, stop. He goes, you have the smallest man hands I've ever seen. And I'm like, thanks. Let's tell everyone at the bar I got a small dick. So I was like, fuck it. I might as well show him. So I stood on top of the bar and I pulled my pants off. And then they yelled at me. I was like, what did I do?
You stood on the bar with your pants off.
It was an accident.
What did I do?
Oh, half the place probably liked it, including you.
You're lucky you kept your boxers on.
I wouldn't take them off. I mean, nuh-uh. I'm scared to show my little pee-pee.
Oh.
But I'll threaten it.
Oh, yeah. All day.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Lord. So now we're muddy knuckled brothers.
Yep, pretty much. But I actually have a muddy knuckle, unfortunately.
Yeah, mine was wasn't clear penetration for sure.
That was ugly.
We piled 12 people in my Honda Pilot on our 10-year anniversary, and Dewey tried to sit on my lap, and I stuck my thumb straight up into his butthole through his jeans. Oh my god. Oh fuck. So we're expanding, right?
Yep.
We are expanding. We are.
Wait, what are we expanding to?
We're expanding. We're past YouTube. So I'm going to put I'm gonna put on our YouTube account our links for our other non-video listening capability apps,
yes.
Right?
Yeah.
So we are on Anchor. We are on Podbeam. And we are on Spotify. Check us out. You can like us on there. You can comment on there. It don't matter. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Positive feedback, negative feedback.
Leave us all your thumbs down, you two thumbs down and secretive ass bitches.
Bitches. Oh, yeah. We know. We got an idea who it was, too.
We have our theories. We would like to.
There might be some people that feel threatened by us.
Threatened. I doubt that. Maybe it was the LGBTQ community that gave a thumbs down.
Probably.
We made fun of homosexualities a little bit.
Mm. So a couple weeks ago, what was it, two weeks ago?
God damn it, I think I'm coming down with the coronavirus.
Well, they're selling out of face masks, hand sanitizer, and water at like every store right now. So we'll... I'll just do the next episode solo until you get this figured out. It'll be a 1-minute episode. And that's it. She gone.
It's a beautiful sound. Twisted. Hard iced tea. Twisted. For pleasure.
Anything else?
No, I just shot a quick commercial. We're sponsored by them now.
Oh, we are?
Yep.
Hell yeah. Did you ever write them?
No.
Of course not, you procrastinating motherfucker.
That's why these episodes take so long, because honestly, I don't have my life together.
Hey, it's understandable. We've all been through some hard times. But, you know, we have met some friends along the way of this journey of podcast. We met that couple that is going on a couple dates off Christian Mingle. Donna. She's a sweetheart. She sounds like a real winner. And she actually sent us a video. So we're going to plug that video in right now and check her out.
Just over here single momming, you know. Hanging out with my kids. Having a glass of wine. This mama got home, made her baby some homemade lasagna, about to put it in the oven. I'm going to sit back with my glass of Moscato. And after that, get these kids ready for bed, do a little bath time. I might have enough time left on my hands to get set up on Christian Mingle. Oh, I'm going to find me a rich, God-fearing man with a short little pee-pee for me. Oh, girl, don't tease me.
So that was Donna, and then we also met Craig. And this is Craig's video he sent in.
Hey, everybody. Today's the day. I'm setting myself up that Christian Mingle account I've been talking about forever now. I'm just so excited to meet some Christian women. It's been a hard time since my wife, bless her heart, she went and passed away, you know? Raising 9 kids, not knowing what to do. It gets lonely. It's hard. I'm telling you, it's hard. Oh, God bless. All I need is a good woman that likes to do chores around the house with me. Maybe go camping on the weekends. Do a little fishing. Do some boating. I don't care. As long as she got a nice personality and she loves the good Lord Jesus Christ, that's all I care about. Yeah. Oh.
So yeah, that was Craig. So we're gonna get constant updates from them. They're dating, if they're dating, and we'll see what happens. So a couple weeks ago, we did. You gotta look at the camera while you're doing that.
I gotta see what I look like.
Like a homosexual man.
So, a couple weeks ago, we embarked on a journey to do some karaoke. And it didn't go well whatsoever. Look at this motherfucker on his phone.
I'm texting the Kentucky Minute. He wants to know if there's a topic or can he just fucking go off the handle?
He can go off the handle.
All right. Okay. So, beautiful, man. Beautiful.
We went to Char's for some karaoke.
Karaoke!
And it started off, what did you start off with? It was dead. No one was singing. There goes that fucking ghost.
I know, bitches. I think I sang I Love This Bar first.
Yes.
Toby Keith.
So then I went in with some Cocky by Kid Rock.
That shit was wild.
Horrible. Say it. Just say it.
Yeah.
It was bad.
I was like, what? I thought you were saying Cottonmouth Kings or something. I was like,
oh, I was rapping up there.
I was
two White Claws in and I was gone. So the night went on and it went well after that. We sang I Believe in a Thing Called Love, which is a reoccurring song that we deal with.
That's our party trick song.
Yes. And we sang a few others. Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. So, but the karaoke
like
so DJ
brushes past that. Yeah, we sang Whitney Houston. I Want to Dance with Somebody. No big deal. Two dudes. No big deal.
Two dudes, yeah.
Pretty sure we crushed it, though. I don't know if there's video of it, but I'm pretty sure we crushed
it. I have a 12-second video of us singing Backstreet Boys.
We did that, too. That's ugly.
Yeah, that was bad.
But, yeah.
But that DJ, he fucking hated us.
He was an asshole.
I go up there, and I said, hey, Whitney Houston, I Want to Dance with Somebody. And he looks at me, and he goes, you're not singing it, right? I'm like, no. Dewey's going to sing it.
Excuse me.
And he said, okay, good. I'm like, fuck you, dude. Hey, you get paid to sit here and do that.
At least
that's
he
it.
Wanted me to sing it.
Yeah, but then I got up there anyways, and he just rolled his eyes. He was so mad at the world.
He was a dick. I didn't know why he was there. And, like, nobody was singing. Like,
no.
No one. Like, we were the only ones that wanted to sing. So I was like, let us sing this. Now that we're keeping other people from singing. I went up there. I tipped this asshole $10, and, like, I went up and requested another song. I was like, hey, here, we'll do this song whenever you want. He goes, yeah, I'm giving a little break right now. He's like, yeah, I'm sorry, we're the only ones singing. He goes, yeah, I know, that's why I'm taking a little break right now.
God.
I was like, sorry, fuck you, dude. Like, give me that $10. I need to go down there and do karaoke on Thursdays.
You should. You should apply for it.
Dude, I'll be down there fucking.
I know the guy that used to do it, but.
Well, I'm pretty sure all the equipment belongs to the bar.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I should go do that on Thursdays. You should. That'd be beautiful.
At least every other.
Oh, that's all I could do.
I'll babysit for you.
That'd be good. That'd be good. Some good side cabbage. You know, you might be able to catch me on Thursday night, folks, doing the karaoke. That's how I'm going to pay my
Chars. He said Chars.
Chars. I'll get up there and I'll fucking.
He'll be singing.
Okay, welcome to Chars, the Country Palace. I'm here tonight to do karaoke. If you would like to sing anything, you come up here, you write down your name, you write the song, and you write the number, okay? And then when it's your turn, I will call you up to the front of the stage. And when I say 3, 2, 1, you sing, okay? And if you cannot hear the microphone, I'll turn it up for you. You just go, hey, honey, you turn this up. I want to sing so loud right now. You got to win the hill sound, okay?
And then you'll grab the second mic.
Yeah, and then I come up there. Oh, I want to dance with somebody. I want to get peed on by somebody. Yes. Oh, that's how they start the coronavirus in China, honey.
Yes.
Somebody came up, oh, let me give you golden shower. Oh, I need a little pee-pee.
Jesus Christ. Oh, shit. R. Kelly is loose in China, starting the corona.
Yeah. I can't even think of an R. Kelly song.
I believe I can fly.
One that's not gay. He's got some good ones, and that one's not.
Bump and grind. Bump and grind. I don't even know how that goes, but it's a song.
Yep. Nope.
So I got something for you. So my, it's every time I put my hand here.
Oh, what's happening there?
You see that?
Pissing the ghost off.
Oh, man. Oh, man. Oh, man.
Fuck you, ghost.
Get off our podcast.
Bitch.
Jesus. Bitch ass ghost. Oh, it's gone now. Look at that.
Watch all the shit behind me fall down.
But on you. I'll write it down though. Oh, there it is again. 24. 24, 10. Jesus Christ.
That's beautiful,
that
man.
That was good. That was good.
Where's Jared? Should I just call him?
You might as well.
I gave him a heads up. What about your intro? Do you add that later?
I'll put it in right now.
Okay.
I'm here today to tell you a little bit about the state of Kentucky. When most people think of Kentucky, the first thing that comes to mind is the restaurant KFC. Founded in 1952, and now more than 22,000 restaurants globally. Next thing, people might think basketball. Over 19 college championships between both D1 colleges. Fort Knox is also located in Kentucky. 147 million ounces of gold worth more than $6.2 billion locked in Fort Knox. People might not know, Abe Lincoln, 16th President of the United States, was born in Hodgeville, Kentucky, 1809. The cheeseburger was invented in Kentucky in 1934. The biggest attraction in Kentucky is the Kentucky Derby. World's largest horse race moves over $225 million in bets each year. Also with this race comes stupid fucking hats. Pretty self-explanatory. Did you know Animal Planet's own the Turtle Man hails from Kentucky as well? Catching over 13,000 turtles in the last 15 years. When you think of the Turtle Man, you also might think of hillbillies. There's definitely a shit ton of hillbillies down in Kentucky. You can't have hillbillies without moonshine. 48,000 gallons of moonshine is illegally produced in Kentucky every single year. Another pleasure hobby down in Kentucky, inbreeding. Did you know it's illegal to do reverse cowgirl down in Kentucky? You can't turn back on your family. Also, gay inbreeding. It's a real thing. But we're not here to talk about all that stuff today. We're here to talk about our friend down in Frankfort, Kentucky, Jeremy. He's been our friend for many, many years. He has life stories from all over the world. And he's here to just share a little bit of peace and love and excitement and bring some joy into your day. This is the Kentucky Minute.
We're calling our friend in Kentucky. I mean, I can hear it for sure.
Yes, hello.
Hello.
Yes, hello. Who do I have the luxury of talking to?
Next caller, please.
Oh, next caller.
You know.
What you up to, Jeremy? Yeah, this is Muddy Knuckles, Knuckles 1 and Muddy Knuckles 2.0.
Oh, man. God bless.
His was worse than mine.
He lied.
All I know is
pop over there?
Before Corey said that, he said he got three checks for your game, so.
Oh, yeah.
You know, hey, that's the way the cookie crumbles. What's happening tonight, boys?
Well, we're just doing the Kentucky Minute. We're just wondering what's going on down there in Kentucky. You got any tornadoes going on towards you?
No. Magic Train's got hit it pretty hard last night. They had flying cowboys going through there.
Yeah,
that's about it. Yeah, they said I'll be part of the kids to the cyclone, but I didn't see it. I don't know. What do you do, Monty?
What do you do?
Oh yeah, it's warm. It's 55 degrees right now.
That's what
we're
getting
in the middle of nowhere.
We're getting that this weekend.
Yeah, you guys got a heat wave. It's gonna be another hot one.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's gonna be a beauty, boys.
The big melt. Hey, you get any more visits from that meat man?
Oh no, the meat man hasn't been back around. Yeah, he didn't really get to that discussion. He would come back around. But the guy that works for him, he did get hooked up with this girl that I was telling you about.
Oh yeah?
Oh, he was nasty. Oh, he was nasty about it. He said, man, I was singing Sam Kershaw in the bar. There's $100 karaoke contest. She come up to me and she said, I'll lick you from head to toe. I'm like, oh my God. He goes out there, that's some sweet bullshit. And goes, oh yeah, what's your Oscar the Grouch. Yeah, he's Oscar the Grouch. He says she's going to eat him up like this monster. Like old Birdner, God bless. Big Bird sitting there cruising along. He said he gave her a Big Bird,
hey,
but I don't know. He said he flexed that thing out pretty good.
Jeremy, I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you some real deal Holyfield here for a second.
Okay.
Your service sucks. I feel like I'm on a radio station. You just called in to bitch about the new highway coming through town. I'm in calling because they're going to run the highway right through my goddamn farm, and I just bullshit.
Hey, listen, you know,
give it
easy when you're that crazy.
Lord.
You need to put a cell phone tower up on your farm.
Yeah, we don't want all those radiation waves, you know?
Radiation. Oh, boy.
Then the government's going to come down, you know?
Well, they're already watching.
But, yeah, he said he gave her the old Big Bird the other night, so I don't know. I guess he was in there saying, you are the queen of my double.
So he gave her the old Big Bird. What is that?
I guess he spread the legs and laid some eggs. I reckon. I don't know.
Holy shit!
That's I didn't go into detail with it. If you knew what I was talking about, you'd be like, you mad at me. You guys knew this cat. He backwards.
He's backwards.
Oh yeah. They talked about. Yeah, they were talking about getting married and all kinds of shit. I was like, "Wait, you want to raise your like, come on. Like, get with it. Oh, he's hell bent on it. I yelled at him 6 times yesterday because he's on that phone texting her. I'm like, what do you got to text her for? Call her when you get out of fucking work.
Damn right.
God bless. Sounds like you're talking about Seth Kearns.
Yeah.
Nobody down there has the coronavirus yet, right? It's booming up here.
No. Is it booming?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I'll let you know here in about 4 weeks what it's like down in Florida.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Cruise ship.
Yeah, Baja Boys 2020.
Baja Boys.
Yep.
Hey, guess what?
What?
I didn't get invited on that cruise.
I wasn't in charge of the roster. Look across the table.
I wasn't in charge of the roster. I wouldn't know what anyways. You guys are fucking crazy.
Hey, you know what? You know what happens every time I talk about the cruise? All I can think about?
What?
This right here. For fuck me. It won't let me play it when I'm on the goddamn phone.
What is it? Are you singing?
Who let the dog?
Oh, is it?
Oh, yeah. I knew
he was, they play that song?
I knew he was going to come.
No, but that's going to be the theme song.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. To the cruise. This is his birthday party. This is his horse party. And hell, he might even find some chick to marry on this boat. It might be his bachelor party. You never know, though, Red.
There we go. Hey. God bless it. I need to get the legit outfit Alan had from The Hangover and wear that on our first night out on the boat. Walk out with the wolf shirt on. You guys ready to let the dogs out?
Oh, God.
That'd be
beautiful. You know. Although our dreams of going on a second dude cruiser are kind of hanging in the breeze right now.
There's a farm on the line, boys. Farm on the line.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, baby.
Well, hey,
it happened, gentlemen.
Oh yeah,
Jeremy. I made an intro for you. I hope I'm gonna put it on there separately so you can watch it, so you don't have to watch this whole episode to see it. But you should watch it. It's pretty good.
I'll take a gander. I'll take it out.
Thanks so much, man. I mean, we just appreciate your support and you listening, calling in and talk to us about it a little bit. But you're just a good friend, man. We really like you, Jeremy. You're pretty good. I mean, you wouldn't move far away, but we still talk to you because you're cool. And I mean, sometimes you're fun, sometimes you're not though. But most times you're fun. You're fun to hang around with, and you're kind of funny. And you like to drink and smoke some dope sometimes, and that's okay. And I mean, we don't judge because of that. Because I mean, we like you, man. You're a good man. You're a good man.
Oh, shit.
Oh, Lord.
Well, this is Johnny Baker signing off.
God bless. Ooh-wee shoo-wee.
Ooh-wee shoo-wee. This is Alvin Krause reporting. How's your news? Welcome to Texas.
Texas is a great place to call home. Yes.
They got roller coasters. Go up.
Down. Up again. Oh, my God.
I hope you guys have a successful podcast this evening. I'm glad you guys call in. We're right in the middle of Chicago, man.
There you go. Get after it.
Oh, yeah. Me and my wife, she's pregnant. Love to death. About to pop baby number three out, so
God bless. Jeremy's working on a basketball team.
You better send me up some potato salad.
What the fuck she cooked that you like?
I saw green onions. I was at the store the other day. I saw green onions and I was like, fucking Kentucky potato salad. I can use it right now. You'll have to give her a holler from us.
They call me Tater Salad. All right,
yeah. I'll see if she can ship some up. I'll ask her about that.
Oh, yeah.
All right, boys.
Hey.
Have a great evening.
You have a fantastic night.
I'll call you in the morning. Yeah. Call you in the morning there, buddy.
All right, sounds good. We'll holler at y'all.
All right.
All right,
bye. Bye. Beautiful.
That was the Kentucky Minute. It was a few more than a minute, but
yeah, that was the Kentucky 5 minute.
We're gonna work on his service. It's gonna get better for sure. It's gotta get better.
Yes. He just sent me what did he send me? Text me.
Dick pic.
Three of the black chick emojis going.
Oh shit.
Beautiful.
Oh man, well,
what else we got on the list? Does that about cover it?
I think I heard that the episode before was way too long, so we're cutting it down, okay. Probably in half, and I'm okay with that. You okay with that?
Yeah, I mean, shorter episodes, we could probably still release one a month.
Oh, shit.
The important thing to take away from this episode If you have an opinion, leave a comment.
Yes.
Or if you want to be a guest, leave a comment.
If you're interesting.
Yes.
If you're some loser, crackhead, just give us a thumbs up. Move along. And fuck it. That's all we need.
Yeah. Or if you have some good ideas on topics.
Send them.
Yeah. Don't drop no fucking things about politics, so I won't sit here and talk them.
No. Fuck that.
I don't want no serious shit. Anarchy. If you want to talk about grandma's anal seepage, bring it on.
Bring it. But if you need to send us ideas privately, you don't want to send them out on public, on the YouTube, hit Dewey up on Facebook. Have you had anyone hit you up besides my cousin's boyfriend?
Nope.
Yeah, that's the shit we can't have. We need ideas. This is going to be a failing podcast. Well, first of all, Dewey's commitment issues
probably already
are one thing.
We already know I got commitment issues.
Yeah. One marriage go. Oh, shit.
Oh, shitter. Hit her in the shitter, boys. Cut. 36 minutes. Woo.
30. Which, how much of it?
I don't care. That was funny.
Well, we'll see. Hit her in the shitter, boys. There is one more thing we need to discuss. Leave your comments on what we just talked about.
Yep.
And also, we had an inner discussion last time, and we got no comments on it. Going down on a girl. It's called head.
Yeah. Here's the debate problem. So far, the only people think it's called giving head is the people from Corey's Howard. So far, it's only the people from Corey Howard's family tree. Everyone else says giving head is sucking dick. I'm on the side where it says giving head is sucking dick.
Nope. Head so is head. You're using your head.
We need at least a debate about that.
Let's go.
I mean,
we need to hear it.
Yeah.
We brought it up last time. Nobody showed up. Nobody.
Bitches.
Bitch asses.
Yeah. Somebody fill his family in that you don't call going down on a girl giving them head.
It is called head. Oh, man.
Uh-uh.
Yep.
Uh-uh.
Unreal.
Unless you got a ding-a-ling. All right. I ain't going to argue with him.
Can't change my mind. Nope. You two dicks gay.
Someone, please. All the people, come in and tell me I'm right, because I'm not with my man over here.
Tell me I'm right, because I am right. That's all there is to it.
Everyone tell him he is fucking three dicks gay.
Oh.
Giving head to bitches.
And if anyone has any issues with the three dicks gay, let's hear about it, because it's true. Or one dick gay, you're gay.
What do you mean one's true?
One?
No, I mean, what do you mean it's true? Like, you can't have three dicks?
I think you can have one and you're gay. I have a gay friend. I should ask him. Is that a good conversation?
Who's your gay friend?
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
No, my gay friend, maybe I'll ask him. We'll see.
Who the fuck is, you have a gay friend?
I'll tell you after the show.
Oh, yeah, so he probably doesn't want it. Maybe he's not out of the closet.
I'm pretty sure he's out of the closet.
Oh, he's super gay.
Oh, he's super gay. I think he's on one solid dick now, though. Anyways.
Maybe we'll cut everything after 38 minutes.
No, that's got to be other. We'll see. Hey, that's it.
All right.
We're going to close this bitch out.
Turning 30, Talking Dirty, episode 2.
Here we go.
Probably a fucking dud. Thanks for tuning in.
Oh, no.
Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
It's Derek Cyrus on his track, fail.
Yeah.
What's my name? What's my name? Come on, scream it. Come on, baby. Turning 30. rapper.
Nope. Okay. We want